Black and Abdallah. Follow us on the gram at Black and Abdallah and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Breaking news today here on ESPN 1000, the Chicago White Sox named Tony La Russa. This is right from the ESPN article. Tony La Russa, I'm not the one pointing this out. In the headline, the Chicago White Sox named Tony La Russa, 76, new manager. Tony La Russa, the Hall of Fame, Hall of Famer who won the World Series with the Oakland Athletics and two more with the St. Louis Cardinals, is returning to manage the Chicago White Sox after 34 years when they fired him 34 years ago today. Tony La Russa, now the manager of the Chicago White Sox. Black and Abdallah with you here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Your reaction at 312-332-3776. And Abdallah, when this became the actual factual thing here this afternoon, I'm just at a loss. I'm not angry as a White Sox fan. I look at this team. They have all this potential. They have the ability, talent-wise, to win in the playoffs for years to come, and hopefully they get to a World Series. But I'm not angry by this. I'm just confused, and I'm not quite sure if we've ever seen anything like this in sports before. And I know there's been some managers in the past who, at this age, have taken over, but I don't think we've ever seen a relationship from 40 years ago goes sour, where a manager gets fired or a coach gets fired, and then they come back to the organization to be the lead guy, to be the lead coach, the lead manager for that team, for that professional franchise. And to me, I think that's where I'm at a loss, is that I get why the Sox have interest, why he's going to be here. I also understand those who are upset. And I just don't quite understand what this is all about. I get it. It's a friendship, a relationship, and he's won in the past. I hope it works out for the Chicago White Sox.
I look at, I just pulled it up on IMDb. You can see it. 2003, Something Gotta Give.
2003, yes.
Something's Gotta Give.
Jackson, that, right?
Yeah, isn't that an old flame coming back together? Something like that.
Is that what it's about?
I don't know. I think it is. I don't know. I didn't see it.
I don't think
so. There's movies that are like that. Maybe I'm thinking of another one.
The one with Meryl Streep and Alec Baldwin?
That's the one I'm thinking
of. That's what you're talking about.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah, not that one.
Yeah.
It's not that one.
Yeah, what's that one called?
I don't know. It's complicated, I think.
Yeah.
Steve Martin's in it?
It is complicated.
Yeah, Steve Martin's the nice architect.
Yeah.
He just wants to have a relationship, but then boom, here comes Alec Baldwin back into the fold.
Exactly. Yeah, right? Anyway, I'm torn here because I don't think he's a bad manager. I mean, obviously, he's got the record is there and speaks for itself. He has won World Series. He's managed some of the best players to ever play this game. It has a track record, if you go through what people are pointing out now, of enjoying the swag or whatever 90s and early 2000s swag was back then, and still also, you know, the old school rules of baseball. But I'm willing to admit that people change. You know, he can adapt to Tim Anderson and guys not wearing their jerseys, you know, having them with three buttons open and having the chains on and all that kind of stuff. You can adapt to social issues. You may think that they don't have a place in the game. You know, there's a lot of people that back in the day would say, I don't want politics in my sports. And now they change their mind. People can change, right? People can change. I'm not just going to say, oh, well, this dude said one thing 4 years ago and now he can't change his mind, right? We shouldn't be throwing people out like that. We should allow people to change. The only thing that I'm worried about this hire is that the best manager in baseball was out there, is out there, still sitting there. And not only that, he's going to go to the Tigers. Like, one of the best managers in baseball was out there. He was suspended. This is the Bruce Arians being available. This is Joe Maddon becoming available. This is the best guy in your sport to manage a team is out there. And you didn't even talk to him. And what happens in a year? Because, yes, 76 is old. But I'm not going to say that, oh, he's not going to be able to stay up for games and all that kind of stuff. That's not the issue.
You said that on Waddle and Sylvie.
The issue is I didn't make that joke. That was a Twitter joke. That was Waddle right. reading. Okay. That was Waddle reading a Twitter joke. All I right. made the Zoom joke.
Okay.
But what if he just decides this isn't for him? Like, what if he's like, he's sitting up in the box in the owner's box, and he's like, listen, I just have the itch, and I want to go down there, and I want to manage again, and Jerry Reinsdorf is giving me this opportunity, and then he gets out there in 162 games, and hopefully a playoff series or two or three go by, and he's like, you know what, this is just not for me. I'm not made for this grind anymore. This is a younger man's grind. And then he leaves. And then what do the White Sox do next year? They're looking for another manager? Does Jerry Reinsdorf have another friend that he's going to give a job to? Because to me, this isn't about, oh, him not fitting in and him not being good for baseball and him not embracing analytics and him not knowing what moves to make with the bullpen or where to bat Luis Robert. I have a feeling he's going to do fine with all that stuff. It's the how long is he going to be here for, and did you just waste an opportunity to have the best manager in baseball on your team for a while? AJ Hinch could have been here for a few years. AJ Hinch could have been here for 5, 6, 7 years. Like, if this team went on a run, this guy could have been here for 10 years. And now you might be looking for another manager in 2 or 3 years.
The Chicago White Sox today announced that Tony La Russa is their new manager. Earlier this afternoon, Rick Hahn met the media on Zoom. And this is Rick Hahn talking about the direction that the Sox went in towards La Russa and the manager search. Here's Rick Hahn from the Chicago White Sox.
It was clear that this next hire as manager needed to be someone who was capable of taking us to that next level. You know, quite frankly, as we talked a couple, 3 weeks ago when we initiated this process, this obviously played out a little differently than I initially described I thought it would for all of you. When we discovered, when Tony was receptive to Jerry's original overtures about potentially coming back and taking this position, that changed the focus. You know, I will say there were far more names considered, discussed, vetted, even interviewed, than have been discussed publicly. I'm actually good with that because, as we said a few weeks back when we talked about this search, I'm not real keen on having names of those who don't get the job out there publicly. That's up to them if they want to disclose that. But it was a broader endeavor than what's been at least leaked out to the media. But once it became clear that Tony was very much open to this possibility, the process did change and the focus became making sure we could figure out a way to make it work with Tony. As for the ultimate decision about how this takes place, or I should say the ultimate decision about going with Tony, you've heard me say over the last several years on major decisions that it's about consensus, that it's a conversation between the chairman, Kenny, and myself, and ultimately we come to a conclusion together. You know, quite frankly, sometimes it moves along more quickly, like when we talk about making the commitment necessary to sign a guy like Luis Robert, and sometimes it takes a little bit longer, like it perhaps does when you're deciding the right time to pivot to a rebuild, as we did a few years back. But the one thing that's consistent is that in the end, when the decision is made, we all are fully committed to making this everything work in the best interest of the White Sox. And everyone's on the same page when that final decision is made. And as you know, someone who was in the room discussing that decision, I can tell you that this was made with the intent solely on putting us in the best position to win championships. It's obvious or easy to fall back on some old narratives that this was about friendship or potentially righting old wrongs or something like that. In the end, Tony was the choice because it's believed that Tony is the best man to take us help us win championships over the next several years and usher us into what we expect to be a very exciting phase for White Sox baseball.
It is believed that he is the best man to take the White Sox to win championships over the next couple of years. That's Rick Hahn speaking on Zoom earlier today here on ESPN 1000. I'm Chris Bleck along with Adam Abdallah. You know, Rick Hahn has built this team into the desirable destination for managers to come and chase championships. He has done the hard work. He is the reason why we are having this conversation today. He is the reason why this is a team that around baseball, the other 29 teams look at the White Sox and say, man, over the next couple of years, they're going to be on par with the Yankees, the Dodgers, what we've seen from the Rays, other great teams in baseball. And Rick Hahn is the man that should have made this decision, and Rick Hahn alone should have been the guy to choose his manager for his ball club. Now, if you want to believe that this is a Jerry Reinsdorf mandate and he is imposing this philosophy on to Rick Hahn to then make this hire, then I think at some point we're going to see this not work out for the best. But if Rick Hahn was really 100% on board with this, and this is his decision, and this is the guy he thinks will get them to the next level, okay. All right. Maybe it'll work out.
Or do you believe my theory? Or do you believe my theory that Tony La Russa is not long for this job, and this is going to be a 2 or 3 year thing? If that,
well,
it might only be a year thing.
Look at the numbers. How could you suggest that it's anything other than a 2 or 3 year thing?
But I'm saying if Rick, look, these jobs are there's only so many of these jobs, and Rick Hahn has done so much to build this team that I don't think he's going to let 1 or 2 years of Tony La Russa get in the way. You know what I mean? I don't think he's just going to say, you know what, if it's him or me, and if you pick him, I'm out. Because he's put so much into these players, he's put so much into this organization, that if Tony La Russa does decide at the end of this year that the grind is too much, then Rick Hahn gets to pick his manager. You know, he gets the guy he wants. Now, the guy he wants might not be out there, because the best guy's available. The best guy's still sitting out there. I haven't seen any releases. Is AJ Hinch been hired?
No, he has an interview today with the Detroit Tigers. Is led to believe that multiple reports suggesting that he is the leading candidate for the Detroit Tigers.
He should have been the leading candidate for the White Sox.
Well, let's hear from Tony La Russa. Tony La Russa, his thoughts today.
I am really excited.
So that's Tony La Russa. We heard from him on Zoom earlier today. We have a lot of phone calls to get to, a lot of conversation about this hire for the Chicago White Sox, all more to come.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Shout out to those watching us on Twitch tonight, ESPN 1000 Chicago. And Rustin tweets, or he says in the chat, Bleck is the hot sauce bandit. Listen, Rustin, I am not, and we have more details tonight to follow up with that story. We'll get to you a little bit later.
I might have to make a phone call.
So I just want to get that out there.
I don't
there.
Know who the phone call is going to be to, because I don't know who to get in contact for this. But
you're going
to
call yourself. Kareem tweets the show at Chris Bleck and at Adam A. Abdallah. He says, hear me out. The presser changed my mind a little bit. If the views have really changed and he just lets them play, as in the White Sox, it should work out. He has to be smart enough to not just mess this up. That's Kareem. He tweets the show. What do you think? Tony La Russa is the new manager of the Chicago White Sox. You can call the show at 312-332-3776. Dan in Downers Grove, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Dan?
Hey, boys. Thanks for having me on the best show on ESPN Radio.
Thanks, man. What's up, Dan?
So I work underground all day. I don't get any media or radio or anything like that. I just want to make sure this isn't a joke that I'm missing out on, because normally my drive home listening to you guys is fantastic, and I don't feel like I should drive into a wall.
Well, don't.
That's
got to
be wild.
Don't do that.
That's got to be wild. Not because we like, because My wife always talks to me. It's like when I get home, she tries to talk to me like, oh, did you see this happen today? I'm like, you don't realize that part of my job is sitting on the internet all day.
All we do is internet.
Like, I can't imagine literally coming above from underground and seeing that Tony La Russa was hired by the White Sox.
Damn, we internet so you can stay informed on your drive home.
Exactly.
I almost turned around and went back underground and went double shit, man. I don't even know what to say. I mean, what are they thinking?
Yeah, it's a great question.
How much did they pay Rick Hahn to make that speech on the Zoom? Because you could hear it in his voice that he didn't want to do it. I mean, if I was him, I would have quit. He could get a job anywhere after the team he just put together. So I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, no, and that's a good point, Dan. And if you were able to watch the Zoom, and I know that NBC Sports Chicago carried it on television, so people could consume it live when it took place. And I know a lot of people listened to it right here on ESPN 1000. Rick Hahn looked uncomfortable, right? Did he look jovial, excited? Like, this is the move. Like, yes, well, we're moving forward. Here's our guy.
And you heard the story from Mark Giangreco towards the end of Waddle and Sylvie about a rather perturbed Rick Hahn leaving White Sox Park today. And not wanting photos taken.
Dave in Orland Park, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Dave?
Dave.
Nick in Skokie, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Nick?
Dave and Nick.
What's up, guys? How's it going? There's no chance. There's no way under God's hot sun that Rick Hahn was happy with this decision. No chance. But I do want to pose the question. I don't agree with it. I think it's a terrible move, and I think that it's going to be under a microscope every single time a decision is made where the White Sox potentially lose a game, or a decision was made where it's like, oh, there it is. You know, we could have had an analytics person, but nonetheless, my question was, what if this was in another sport? Let's say, for example, the Bulls had the opportunity to bring in 75-year-old Phil Jackson. I'm not trying to compare Phil to Tony La Russa at all, but what if it wasn't a different sport? Is it 100% a hard no and under any circumstance?
Yeah.
Or, you know, is something, I mean, don't get me wrong. For me, it's a hard no, yes. But to the average Chicago fan, are you thinking like, you know, what if Phil became available for the Bulls and or an older coach for the Bears or the Blackhawks or whatever the case? Or is it just this specific situation where it's a no?
So, Nick, this is how I would answer it. I understand the logic that the path you're going down. Is it an absolute no? I would say it's a highly, highly thought to be a no. I would say absolute. Like, if you told me when the Bulls were looking for their next head coach before they landed on Billy Donovan that there were rumors about Phil Jackson, I would be the first one to say that is a terrible idea.
Of course, of course.
That would be an awful idea.
Of course.
Again, we started this conversation 20 minutes ago. When in sports have you ever seen anything like this? When have you ever seen something like this?
The other issue, too.
It happened with the Marlins, with Jack McKeon.
Yeah.
And that's it, right?
Well, the other issue, too, with the Phil Jackson comparison is that we saw Phil Jackson not get the job done with the Knicks, right? Like, he came back to the Knicks. It didn't work. Then he left. Like, La Russa left on the mountaintop. Like, La Russa left with the having won. La Russa left after the World Series.
Dave in Orland Park, you there, Dave?
Hi, how are you?
What's up, Dave?
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Just want to express, I think Tony La Russa is a good choice. Proven winner. You don't get that old and stay in the game that long by being dumb. And if everybody's worrying about this Hinch from the Astros, why don't they talk about it and put him as a bench coach?
Well, he's not going to do that because he's going to get a job.
Yeah, he's going to get him.
He's going to be managing the Tigers.
He's going to be managing. He's going to get. He is the hottest commodity in managing right now.
Yeah.
And for some reason, the White Sox did not want to talk to him. They talked to Willie Harris over A.J. Hinch. Willie, if I would have given you any former White Sox player, A.J.,
I would have guessed Aaron Rowan.
Aaron Rowan, who's managing. He's in a system. AJ, he's on TV. Like, Frank, on TV. Ozzie used to manage the team.
They didn't want that.
Willie Harris?
Well, I mean, maybe Willie's got some moves as a manager. I don't know.
Well, I mean, does he think he can get to the mound faster because he was a speedy player?
Listen, not everything that's old is bad.
I never said that.
I'm saying that to address some of the concerns from our listeners. You know what's old that's great? The movie Grumpy Old Men. That was a great franchise.
I was going to say, you know what I love listening to?
You don't enjoy Grumpy Old Men? That was an awesome movie franchise.
No, but I know what you're doing.
I'm not doing anything.
I know what you're doing.
That's a really good movie.
I was going to say,
I would put Grumpy Old Men up against almost anything. It's not like a top tenner for me, but that's a delightful film.
Well, it's like in that 90s, campy, funny type of movie.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very What About Bob-ish.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, two old guys.
I was going to say.
Having a fish off.
I was going to say, I enjoy listening to.
You do realize in 50 years, it's going to be you and me.
I'm going to be
putting smelt in your trunk, and you're going to be like, what's that smell as you're driving down the street? Tom in Plainfield, you're on ESPN 1000. I think that's what he does, right?
Yeah. Hey, guys, I just want to point one thing out. First of all, AJ Hinch.
Yeah.
I'm just checking this out, this fact finding. He has how many World Series victories?
One.
Okay, and then he was suspended for a year afterwards for cheating.
Yes.
So let's not put him on a pedestal and make him seem like he's the greatest manager out there. Because guess what? We don't know if he is. I don't know. I'm not in baseball. I know I didn't. I know my team didn't cheat when the Cubs won in 2016. We had a pretty good manager. I'm not saying La Russa's the right hire, but you guys are putting this thing like, oh my God, they didn't talk, and everybody's been saying it. This is a guy that got suspended for a year for cheating and winning the World Series. Maybe Jerry Reinsdorf said, you know what? I don't want that guy representing my team. I don't want that guy out here. Now, granted, La Russa doesn't have a great track record going back to in the steroid era, but every manager in the steroid era had players on steroids. So you got a multiple World Series victories under this guy's belt. I think he's in that HOF, the Hall of Fame. He's in there. I don't think this is a travesty like you guys are building it out to be.
But what about the Blackjack McDowell story of where he set up a cheating ring at the cell or at White Sox Park? That La Russa did, that he set it up. He had the blinking light.
Okay, but that's a speculative story, right?
I mean,
that's a story.
Yeah, but it's one of his former players said it.
He's in the Hall of Fame. Just saying. So
one of his former players said it.
Idiot. Oh, he called you an idiot. That's not nice.
And
Tom, by the way, Abdallah's the one talking about AJ Hinch. I don't think you should call me an idiot. It'd be nice if they interviewed him. I never said that he was the greatest thing since sliced bread
because of his
one World Series championship.
What I said was he's the best available manager, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Is he the best available manager?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're also an idiot. So, I mean, I understand.
Well, that's not nice.
I understand Tom's point.
I thought we were friends.
Jeff in Lamont, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Jeff?
We should have gone to break.
Hey, what's going on, Black? How are you?
I'm all right.
Follow the clock.
Hey, I just want to know, I got a neighbor that works at Sox Park. They told me they were putting the Gatorade billboard back up. So they all have their lights and everything. They're putting that right back up. Sylvie asked 6 hours ago, or whatever it is at this point, how do you feel about this? And I'm sorry, but the only thing I can think of is this is the worst decision since we traded up to get Mitch Trubisky. That's where I put this at. That was my one point. The question I have is, you took the decision-making out of Rick Hahn. Now, I'm not 100% sure because I didn't look it up, but did Rick Hahn trade for Tatis for Shields? Was that under his umbrella or his management?
Yes.
He did?
I mean, he was a part of the front office. I'm not I can look it up, but I'm not sure if that was Kenny or Rick as the main guy. But we can look it up.
Okay, so that was the point that I was hoping you guys could talk about when I get off the air.
Yeah.
But that being said, the other thing I was going to say is if it's not that, what else are the bad decisions that Rick Hahn made that you had to take this decision, as important as this decision is, to take it out of him? And all that being said, as a diehard White Sox fan, I'm praying and I'm hoping that I'm wrong because, as I said, I thought this was as bad as a Mr. Risky. But if I'm not, for you guys, I promise you one thing. I will call back in and I will apologize and get this on record to every dog, cat, bird, fish, two guys from Libertyville, and everybody else that I was wrong. Thank you.
Dog, cat,
bird.
Well, see, here's
fish,
the thing.
Thank you, Jeff.
Here's the thing, and you'll hear this tomorrow with Cap and Jay Hood at 7 a.m.
It was Rick Hahn as the GM when that trade went down.
This is what you'll hear. There are very few people that are happy about this hiring. whether it's in the media, fans.
Again,
Twitter.
I'm telling you, I don't know how to feel. I'm not outraged by this. I'm just saying I don't think I've ever seen something like this before.
I'm not that upset. I'm not upset that it's Tony La Russa. I'm upset that it's not AJ Hinch. It could have been anybody. You could have gone and brought back any former manager, and I would have said, well, you have a guy who's won recently. Like, that's what you said, and you didn't do what you said.
Let's go to Tony La Russa, his comments today, the press conference, meeting the media. Tony, your thoughts?
I am really excited.
So that's Tony La Russa. We'll be back.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Baseball fan, a White Sox fan, you look at the Sox team after the season, you say, man, the vibes are there, the arrow's pointing up. We're going to win a lot of ball games in the future. Hopefully, compete for a World Series championship. Is the vibe killed a little bit after today? Like, is there a little less vibe?
Nah.
A little less mojo?
Nah. Because that first game, when you see Tim Anderson, Aloy, Abreu, you know, whatever they add, Giolito goes on the mound. Like, all that, like, whoever's standing on the top step isn't going
to
matter.
Yeah, when they go to Trevor Bauer, right? Opening day.
You never know.
See, in my text threads with my White Sox fans, the vibe is totally down right now.
Yeah, Debbie Downer.
Yeah, they are bummed out by this
hire. Yeah, your dauber's down now, but it'll be back. Don't worry.
Is what?
You heard me.
The dauber?
The dauber.
Okay.
I am really excited.
That's Tony La Russa
on Zoom.
Like,
how many games does
the
manager actually affect?
Oh, not me. And then that's why I think this is why I don't have an outrage today.
Yeah.
There is no, I'm a White Sox fan, I'm grabbing the mic and screaming.
You are literally doing that, though.
I did. That was acting. The point that I'm making is, like, he's still just a manager.
Yeah.
And the players on the field are going to have to win. And Rick Hahn's going to have to go out and get a second pitcher to go along with Lucas Giolito. And to be the guy in between Giolito and Dallas Keuchel in this offseason to solidify this being a World Series champion. Because go back to the Athletic series, that first round series. What the Sox ran out of were starting pitching, right? Like, that's what you ran out of. You have a pretty decent bullpen. Alex Colome is going to be a free agent. So, you know, if you can't find someone to replace him, hopefully you re-sign him. But, like, you have the pieces. The manager is just putting the pieces into place. So Rick Hahn still has work to do in this offseason. I think that's more impactful than this signing of La Russa's manager.
And people saying that, is it going to affect free agency? Is it going to affect free agency? You know what affects free agency? The willing to spend. If you're willing to spend and you give the best offer, you will sign the free agents, especially to a team that's on the cusp of winning. Like, that's the window is just opening. You don't think that high-profile free agents want to come to a young team that's on the cusp of winning things? You don't think that they want to be a part of what's going on the South Side? Of course they do, if the offer's there. Now, my conspiracy theory, you know I love a good conspiracy theory.
Of course. You were born in a tinfoil hat.
Born in it. So my conspiracy theory is that Jerry said to Rick Hahn that you can have, the checkbook is open, whatever moves you want to make or you can make, you have my 100% approval, but La Russa is the manager. And Hahn had to, you know, take it because it's Jerry's team. And if Rick Hahn doesn't like it, he can resign. You know what I mean? It's Jerry's team.
He seems to be, to me, he seems like he's a Sox lifer.
Like, he's going to be there. And that's great. Look, he's been great for them up until now. Okay? He's been great so far. So to say, if Jerry said to him, look, I know you brought me AJ Hinch. I know you brought me all these candidates. I want Tony La Russa to have the job, but he's not going to have a say in personnel. You're going to have a say in all the say in personnel. You're going to be handling all the free agents. You've got an open checkbook. Get us good players and win something now for Tony La Russa. He's coming in to be the manager. Then I can be like, okay, fine. Okay. Deal with it. Because how many games is he going to affect?
Jordan in Maryville, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Jordan?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, you know what? I'm a conspiracy theorist on this too, Adam. I think someone needs to look into Tony La Russa's finances. I think this is the issue. I think he might be low on funds. He might need some money or something. And instead of Jerry giving him some money, he said, hey, man, you coach the team and I'll pay you. You know, that's the only reason, the only logical reason I could think of why you would hire this dude. You know, he was short on cash. Jerry said, I'm hook up my boy, but you're going to have to work for it. That's what I think that happened here.
And look, I mean, but I don't think La Russa's hurting for
cash.
Is La Russa hurting for cash?
I don't think so. I mean,
how many years did he manage?
You never know, but I would doubt it.
I mean, he may have come at a discount because they're friends. I think he's probably cheaper than AJ Hinch, you would imagine, wouldn't you?
I'm going to reuse this joke I told you earlier. So yeah. act like this is the first time I'm saying it to you, because you laughed.
Let me get in character. Hold on.
You laughed at this.
Okay.
What if La Russa says to Reinsdorf that I'll take no salary because I'm doing it for the love of the game?
The will to win?
George in Old Town, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, George?
It wasn't that funny. I'm sure he leaves, but in reality, maybe Rick Hahn's mad at himself for going public about it's going to be a recent manager when he didn't get consensus, because he knew the process was consensus. And so it's probably the first mistake he's made. He's done a phenomenal job. I don't think that you say it's going to matter. I'm kind of relieved because of what happened in Houston with AJ. But we all thought he could bring players like Springer, and that's why we wanted him. So I don't, you know, I'm still kind of conflicted, but it's okay with me.
Yeah, and George, you know, Rick Hahn, like, okay, he may be upset that he said something to the media and it turned out to be the opposite. But like at the end of the day, what matters? Like that doesn't really matter that much. Like, do you really think that Rick Hahn is upset that, like, that happened, or that his authority was undercut? It's probably that.
Yeah, it's probably that he built this team and wasn't allowed to hire the guy.
I don't think
guy
they care about us in the media.
No, they don't care about us. They don't care about us.
Some who run teams do, but I don't think Rick Hahn does.
Yeah.
I don't think Rick Hahn cares.
Yeah.
There are some people out there who do care deeply and get bothered by things that we say. Jimmy in Lakeview, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, guys. Good evening. So my take is this, I will say I'm a Cubs fan, but this reminds me of 2007 Cubs signing Lou Piniella again, similar just to the White Sox, because Lou Piniella was out of baseball for a couple of years after the Rays and then signed up, and that team was loaded. I'm not going to get, you know, the argument what team was better, the 2020 Sox or the 2007 Cubs, but
right.
I mean, both teams are loaded. They had, it was basically a turnkey kind of operation. Just go in there and manage and just win games, you know, but you lose touch. I mean, look at the Cubs. What I'm afraid to say is what I think is going to happen. And this is not me being a Cubs homer, but I think that the Sox are going to they're going to underperform because they're just, you lose touch. I mean, 2 years or 10 years of being out of baseball, like, it's an impact, and it's going to take an adjustment, and they just don't have time for that. I think it's going to be a big thing. So I'm just going to hang up and just like to hear what you guys think.
Thanks for the call, Jimmy. We appreciate it. You can join the show at 312-332-3776. Yeah, you know, it is a turnkey situation. It also, for White Sox fans, the message has been sent loud and clear to the fan base. Championship or bust. Like, that's one thing, one element that we have yet to discuss with this hiring, mm-hmm. is that no longer is it waiting for the development and getting everything aligned.
Because next year's the year. Like, next year is the year. Like, the plan that Rick Hahn has set forth, and he's like, we're not going to sign these high-profile free agents because we're sticking to our plan, we're sticking to our plan, we're sticking to our plan, we're sticking to our plan. The plan is supposed to come to fruition next year.
Right. And the Death Star has now gotten to the point where, like, isn't that what happens in Star Wars? Like, everything's coming together.
The Death Star?
The evil empire. We're ready to rock and roll, win some baseball games. See what I'm saying? Like no longer is the building of the Death Star taking place. Mm-hmm. You have La Russa there as your manager. That is go time. That is, it's now you turn everything on and you try and eliminate that planet. Isn't that what they're doing in Star Wars?
I think
that's what they're doing in Star Wars.
Aren't they trying to get the ring?
No, that's Lord of the Rings.
I thought that was Game of Thrones.
No, Game of Thrones is the other one.
So they ride dragons?
Which one? Not in Star Wars.
All of them.
No, not in all of them.
Hoth?
Harry Potter rides the dragons.
Hoth.
Hoth is a planet.
Which one's Chewie?
He's a Chewbacca.
Does he have a wand?
He's a Wookiee.
Does he have a wand?
No.
Does he ride a
wand? That's Harry Potter again.
Does he find a ring?
No. He doesn't find a ring. He plays Quidditch. Isn't that what they play?
I think Chewbacca plays Quidditch.
No, he doesn't. He rides around with Han.
In Game of Thrones.
No, not in Game of Thrones. No, he doesn't.
Is Quidditch the Game of Thrones?
No, it's a game on broomsticks.
In the Game of Thrones.
Chewie's riding around with Han.
On a broomstick.
No, they're not. No, they're driving.
Playing Game of Thrones.
No.
Game of Thrones.
No.
They're playing Quidditch for Thrones.
Do you realize if Tony La Russa heard this conversation?
Oh, I'd never make that baseball team.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
We have so much to do tonight. We're on until 8 o'clock every night, 6 to 8, right here on ESPN 1000. It's Black and Abdallah. You can download the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. If you've followed along with the show over the course of the last week and a half, we have an update on the Hot Sauce Bandit. Something we've turned into an investigation here on the show. We'll bring you that update in just a little bit. We have way too many White Sox calls and conversation we need to get to. So we'll get to that. Also, it's Halloween week here on the show. Got Halloween. Eric, there was something the other day we were trying to figure out. We had in the system, there are only two Halloween songs. There's the one that we all know from Halloween, the movie. And then there was Bed Halloween, and it's this.
Isn't this?
We're trying to figure out what this was.
I'm picturing the brooms dancing.
Yes, with Mickey Mouse.
Yeah,
I think it is. But for some reason, in the system, it's labeled Halloween music. So we're trying to figure out for Halloween week which one to use. And I think we've gone with... No, actually, Abdallah, you wanted the goofy one.
No, I said the theme. I want the theme.
Yeah,
that's the Black and Abdallah Halloween theme.
Yes, we have so much to do. We debuted a song here on the show last night from Boxer Man. We got to get to that.
Jenner, girls!
Get to that a little bit later as well.
Kylie Jenner, girls!
I don't know what this
is. Mama said knock you out, LL Cool J. Woo!
But go, did you see Rocky, the latest from the Chicago White Sox? They had a Zoom earlier today introducing Tony La Russa as the new manager of the team. Rick Hahn spoke. Tony La Russa spoke. The Sox just sent this out recently as well. Did you know the last time La Russa was the manager of the Chicago White Sox was 1986?
Okay.
1986. They've got a new theme song for the season. Did you know this? If you go back to 86.
Like this is an official release?
Not really. It's a Chris Black official release.
Oh, okay. This is going to be the theme for the 2021 White Sox.
Yes, this is the theme for the White Sox.
Okay.
Because, right, like La Russa's fired up, right?
I am really excited.
Yes, yeah, he's really excited.
Very excited.
The Sox are back, right? Like they've got a team of swag. They're ready to go. So I was thinking, like, when you think 1986 swag, like, is there anything that's more swagalicious? Is that a way to say it? I don't know. That was kind of lame to say it
that way,
right?
If you're Fergie.
Well, no, I am not Fergie.
Are you Fergalicious?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Is there anything that has more swag?
Mm-hmm.
If you go back to 1986, the Billboard Top 100 Hot Hits for the year, you know what was in the top 10? Eddie Murphy's Party All the Time. Like, this is it, Sox fans. Here we go. Party all the time. You know La Russa's down with this.
This is so upsetting.
How is it upsetting? You don't like this song? It's their new jam.
No, because you've got dudes like Tim Anderson putting out videos to, like, Pop Smoke and, like, that kind of stuff.
No.
Dropping the woo.
We're going. Going back to 86.
And then this. And then this.
86.
And
Eddie
then
Murphy.
This.
Yeah, party all the time.
You know what's funny is they're showing about the same amount of chest hair.
See?
Is there.
That's why I said the word swagalicious.
And I can't see Eloy doing the. We'll call it the Eloy. It'll just be the new.
You know that this is going to work.
I'm feeling it. I'm not going to lie.
Fans back in the
going. Fine. You've got me. 80s
fans
night.
Back at the
I
rate.
Mean, they're just going to wear those same jerseys, yeah. Right? The 83 jerseys.
Yeah, they're Why better not? Ones anyways.
Yeah.
It's a jam.
The Sunday jerseys.
1986. It's in the top 10 on the Billboard Hot 100. Party All the Time with Eddie Murphy. Yeah, the comedian. Like some young people might be listening. They're like, hold on. The comedian? He had a song? Yeah. It was a hit. Pete on the South Side, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Pete?
It's Keith.
Keith, what's up, Keith?
Sorry, Keith.
Or hey, Pete. Man. Good show, guys. Just
thanks.
From a Cub fan's point of view, hey, if Rick Hahn is disgruntled over this, wouldn't it be nice to steal him away since Theo's in limbo and probably leaving next season?
Yeah, I mean, the Cubs don't have any high-profile prospects he could trade away, so.
Jim in Libertyville, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Jim?
What's up, dudes? I'm really excited to be on the show. Just kidding, my friends. What's going on?
That was a pretty good LaRussa.
That was
you
a good LaRussa, yeah.
Nice.
Big big Black and Abdallah fan and big supporter against the, I don't know what you want to call, the lumpy version of Mr. Clean that lives in Riverwoods or Deerfield.
If this was a movie, you'd call it The Resistance. Yes, The Resistance. Stick with the Star Wars theme.
Also calling as a Cubs fan, and here's the thing. I was talking to a White Sox fan today, and I'm the kind of Cubs fan that supports the White Sox. I don't root against the White Sox.
Right.
Whereas I feel like most White Sox fans do root against the Cubs. But anyway, talking to a friend that's a White Sox fan today, and you know, he's upset about the hire, but then he comes back with the fact that, oh, I just love the fact that Cubs fans love to hate Tony La Russa. And I was like, aren't you just proving the point that you guys care more about what we think than winning or anything else? It just blows my mind every time. So, anyways, take care, guys. Rock and roll. Party all the time.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate
it.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you.
Party all the time. Like, is it in the music video he's gripping the microphone?
Yeah.
Like this?
Two hands.
He's got that. He's either got the two hands on his headphones or two hands on the microphone.
He's going to town.
Who told him that this was a good idea?
He is killing the falsetto.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. Nails I mean, it. Come on. You've got a falsetto. Everybody's got a falsetto. Don't be afraid to use it. Eric, let me hear your falsetto real quick.
I'm too scared.
Come on.
Wow, yeah.
I got scared. I clamped up right there.
You clamped up. You clenched up. There it is.
Just did that.
Clenched up.
I clamped up. Did you really just say that?
Clenched up. I clammed up.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.